Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to worship today. Nice to have you here. This week, in fact, after church, I got a phone call from Pastor Winfield Johnson. If you look on the front, Pastor Emeritus Winfield Johnson. Pastor told me that he'd been in the nursing home now the last couple of weeks. Before that, he was in assisted living. He said that he was sick, that he had pancreatic cancer, that he had gone into his liver, and that they found a mass on his lungs. But he says, I don't feel any pain, but they're putting me into hospice. And he thanked me for my ministry to him and for my ministry to you. And he said to make sure and thank every member of the congregation for putting that little title, Pastor Emeritus. And he said, it doesn't really mean anything. And it doesn't really mean anything except it told him that we respected him and we loved him and he was appreciated. And, that was just special. He took care of business. He was 96 when he died. He took care of business from the day he was born all the way to 96. And he passed away on Thursday, I believe. And so his funeral is on Tuesday down at Christ Lutheran Church in St. Paul. If anyone's interested in going down and would like to carpool, we're going to meet during the coffee hour, okay? Track me down and we'll see if we can arrange rides together. I think I'll share some more about Winnie's life during the meditation today because he lived his faith and he was a good role model for me. He took a lot of heat for me. It's nice to have those guys around, Jack. if there's a pastor who I want to emulate in my retirement, it's Winnie, so it was a blessing to be a part of his life. This week we have a special program, Vacation Bible School. The whole place turns into a Babylon this year, and Daniel was picked up by the Babylonians and brought out of Israel to live like a Babylonian, and he's put in prison, and so all the Bible verses and the church will be dressed up like Babylon. As you finish coffee, if you see people rolling tables, folding them up, and putting chairs away, and you're able to give them a hand, okay? So many hands make a light load, so they're going to be making the church into Babylon. That almost sounds like Hennepin Avenue. Pardon me, anyone from Hennepin Avenue. Anyway, it should be exciting. Because we have all this programming going on, there won't be any Bible studies and any programs during the day. So all of those things are canceled. They're in your bulletins. I think that's... We've got our member of our church is on the Northeast Minnesota Youth Organization Board, Lyle Nyberg. Why don't you share what's going on, Lyle?
I just got back from our LYO board training camp up at Camp Vermilion this past week, and I just thought I'd come by and let everybody in the congregation know what we've been planning for the rest of this year. First of all, I just want to say it's an awesome, amazing experience, and it's like none other that I can always count on it being my favorite experience throughout the whole year. And once again, it was. You really become a family. We spend a full week up in God's Northwoods. And
where?
Vermilion.
Camp Vermilion.
Camp Vermilion. And you get to know each other very well. It's really awesome hanging out with Catherine and everyone else who's in charge of it. It's really awesome. We planned out our Craigens retreat, which happens in the later half of November. We're focusing on the Apostles' Creed, and we're really trying to teach kids how God is an active God in your life. He creates, Jesus saves, and the Holy Spirit connects. And that's the take-home point we're trying to give them.
That's for the junior high retreat.
That's for the junior high retreat, yeah. The sixth grade through ninth grade. And that's always really fun to see all the different types of kids come through, because there's the really shy ones and the really active ones. And it's really fun to see where kids are.
Which were you, Lyle? Should I tell them?
I don't think I was really shy or active. I just was like watching everything.
I think you're right.
And then really the only other event we plan for the rest of the youth in our synod is Cardia Deo, which means Heart of God. Got that one.
Good.
And there it's a full weekend of 9th through 12th graders coming, and trying to think what the theme is this year. The theme is called. And so we're really trying to show kids how they're called in their life, how Jesus calls them to show his love in their life, where God has called them to be in their life, whether they go into ministry or they go into science or English or really anywhere. And the theme for the whole weekend is superheroes, because superheroes are called to save the world, and then everyone else is called to be part of the world.
And that's why you have those marks on your hand.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else? You're going to Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Tell the congregation about that. Who are you going with?
My Spanish teacher, Senora Borjev, set up a trip to go down to Costa Rica and offered it to whoever wanted to in the school. And there's only six of us from Macon that actually wanted to go, so it would be really awesome.
When I was in school, our Spanish teacher had a lisp, so it was Señor Borges.
Was she from Spain?
I don't know where she was from. She was from Mars. But that was my schooling. Anyway, travel safely, and thanks for your good work, Lyle. Yeah. Happy Mother's Day, or Father's Day to all of you. Happy Mother's Day to you ladies also. Let's begin with the word of prayer. Oh Lord, on this Father's Day, 2012, we gather as fellow sojourners here on earth. We thank you for people like Winnie Johnson, who showed us how to live our faith. We thank you for young people like Lyle, who show us how to live our faith. And we pray that our hearts and our lives might be open to your Spirit, and that you might work through us. So shake that spirit awake this morning as we sing these wonderful hymns and hear your word. Shake that spirit awake as we gather at your table. Bless us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Our opening hymn this morning is 423. We'll rise during the singing of the last verse.
Yeah.
turn to the order of confession and forgiveness in your bulletins, we open our worship in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God,
we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you are the tree of life, offering shelter to all the world. Graft us into yourself, and nurture our growth, that we may bear truth and love to those in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated as we invite the choir to sing their praises.
And praise him.
your choir. I just think you get better and better every time. I just enjoy the music. Thank you. Our lesson for today is from 2 Corinthians 5, 6 through 10, 11, 13, 14, and 17. Paul encourages believers to live in faith and not by sight. We do not consider Jesus from a human perspective, but through the eyes of faith, believing he died for all and was raised. All who are in Christ are now in God's new creation. So we are always confident, even though we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we do have confidence, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please him. For all of us must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive recompense for what has been done in the body, whether good or evil. Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we try to persuade others, but we ourselves are well known to God, and hope that we are also well known to our conscience. We are not commending ourselves to you again, but giving you an opportunity to boast about us, so that we may be able to answer those who boast in outward appearance and not in the heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ urges us on, because we are convinced that one has died for all. Therefore, all have died. And he died for all, so that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for him who died and was raised for them. From now on, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view, we know him no longer in that way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything becomes new. Here ends the reading. The psalm today is Psalm 92, 1 through 4, 12 through 15. Please respond in the bold print, and when you see the bold R, respond with the free frame. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praise to your name, O Most High.
To hear of your love in the morning, and your faithfulness at night.
On the psaltery, and on the lyre, and on the melody of the harp.
For you have made me glad by your acts, O Lord, and I shout for joy because of the works of your hands. The righteous shall spread abroad like a cedar of Lebanon.
The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree, and they're spread abroad like a cedar of Lebanon.
Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God.
They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be green and succulent.
That they may show how upright the Lord is, my rock in whom there is no injustice. The righteous shall spread abroad like the cedar of Lebanon.
Please rise for the reading of the Gospel.
The Holy Gospel for this Father's Day comes from the fourth chapter of St. Mark, beginning with the 26th verse. Jesus frequently uses parables to teach ordinary people as they are able to hear and understand. Images of sowing and growing show the vitality of God's kingdom. Jesus also said the kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day. The seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come. He also said, with what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. With many such parables he spoke the word to them, as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. The word of God, the word of life. Please be seated as we sing our sermon hymn, 789. Thank you. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Folks are sounding good today. Holy smokes, it's like a scene from Walton's Mountain. Lyle, you don't even know who Walton's Mountain is, do you? Father's Day. Heard a story. The daughter just graduated. Her name was Alexis. She was 18, ready to head to college. I asked her how he ended up choosing her name. He says, I chose her name because if I hadn't had her, that's what I'd be driving today, Alexis. I was surprised by our first lesson. This was Winnie Johnson's, I think, one of the first lessons I ever heard him talk about. He's kind of like Paul. Paul's saying here, always be confident. While at home, we are in the body. We are away from the Lord. Yet we live with confidence. We'd rather be away from the body and with God. Winnie would he said the same thing. Paul's writing this. He's been shipwrecked in prison, stoned, he's sleeping on the ground, tired. He knew he had a job to do. God had given him a calling. And so he did it, and he says, you know, I'll do that while I'm in this body, but I just as soon be with God in heaven. And then his bottom line is, if you read, maybe this is in next week's lesson, I don't know, whether we live or whether we die, we're the Lord's. And when he said that to me on the phone, I was surprised to see that. And he said, at the end of this first lesson, Paul tells us, we are a new creation. We are a new person in Christ. And then I'm surprised we got this. See, if you've got the faith of a mustard seed, the kingdom of God is like the seed of a mustard seed. If we've got faith of a mustard seed, you know mustard seeds? This thing says it's the smallest seed, but I can't believe they're any smaller than carrot seeds. You ever tried to plant those carrot seeds? Maybe that's the smallest they have in Israel. I don't know. If Jesus was in Southern California, Barb, he would have said, if you had an acorn of what are those big trees they got out there? Redwoods. Nah, not palm. Redwoods, palm trees. Is that what you guys use for Christmas? He would have used redwood trees, you know, those giant redwoods where it takes 6 or 8 to put your arms around. If you had the seed of an acorn, you'd have the heart and the faith of a redwood tree. You're a new creation when you know Jesus. You're a new person when you know Jesus. I'm thinking about Winnie. He always had the twinkle in his eye. I remember I was thinking about him this week, and I only knew him the last 12 years. He died at age 96. I knew him only when he was 84. That's when I first met him. I mean, he's an old man when I met him, but he didn't seem like it. Yeah, age is just a number. But I'm thinking of all the life he lived before. He would tell me stories about how he would meet with other pastors, and the pastors he would name, he had nicknames for them. These were the big dogs in the church. These were the presidents of seminaries and heads of church divisions, and those were in the days when the Germans stayed with the Germans and the Swedes and Norwegians stayed with each other. He named the big dogs, you know, and he told me little stories about them. And pastors are a lot like I better not say that. I was going to say a bunch of women on the phone, but I won't say that. We talk about each other, what their strengths and areas of, you know, life that they're good in. Anyway, he ran with the big dogs, but he didn't show it. He was humble. He was a new creation in Christ. You and I have been given the seed of a mustard seed faith, a little bit, just a little taste of faith, and we're changed. We're new creations. This week we've got all these vacation Bible school kids coming. And I'm thinking, you don't have to be a parent on Father's Day, parent or grandparent. We should be scattering seeds there. But any kid that comes along, we should be scattering these mustard seeds and telling them they're new creations. This week, I hope we tell every kid there that they're unique, that they're special. They're a marvel. We get them in school and we teach them 2 + 2 = 4, and Washington, D.C. is the capital of the United States, but we should be teaching them that they're a marvel, they're unique, they're special, they're clever, that they can grow up and they might be a Shakespeare or a Michelangelo or a Beethoven, that they're a marvel in God's eyes. You and I, you are a marvel. You are special. I'm special. I'm a marvel. That's a surprise. Do you believe that, or is that bunk? Do you believe that? There's no one ever born who's had your thoughts or your feelings or your creativity or your sensitivity or your understanding of a problem or lack of an understanding. You're special, and I'm special. Winnie reminded us of that every time he preached. We have the seed of the faith, and we are a new creation. You know, we get in our lifestyles, and pretty soon, some days it gets kind of humdrum. We just get up and go through the motions. And let me give you a little spiritual tool to use. When you get up, the first thing you do in the morning, when you look in the mirror or look outside and watch the birds or whatever, tell yourself, let the old sinful, selfish person die, and the new person in Christ rise, the new creation rise. Get rid of that old selfish spirit and put on new eyes and new hearts and start looking for God to be at work in every conversation you have and everything you do. And you'll see God at work and you will be special. You will grow and have that faith of a mustard seed. You will grow. A mustard bush goes about 6 feet tall. Birds can come and settle in there. I'd like to think of you, Barb, as that big redwood tree with the big eagle. But we are a new creation. I've been thinking about a Bible verse, Mark 1, verse 14. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus has been baptized. He goes out into the wilderness, fasting and praying for 40 days. And he comes out, and these are the first words out of his mouth. He says, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and believe the good news. Now, that's just a little verse. But if you understand what it means, in the Greek, at hand means the moment Jesus says it, it begins and rolls. The kingdom of heaven is at hand right here and now. We think Winnie dies and he goes to heaven. We can catch glimpses of heaven here and now. The kingdom of heaven is here and now, present, in this room, in this heart, right now, in this world, right now. You don't have to wait to die to go to heaven. You can catch it and see it right here and now. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. I hate that word, repent. I remember the cartoons where the old guy with the big long beard has that sign, repent, because if you don't repent, you're going to go to hell. Gnashing of teeth, burning. Repent just means change your thinking. Another guy you don't remember was on Captain Kangaroo. There was this metal thing, and he would change his thinking cap. You'd turn the thinking cap around, and the Captain Kangaroo would say, change your thinking cap, and he would twist his hat so it hangs over here. We got to change our thinking that God is present. The kingdom of heaven is at hand here and now. Repent, change your thinking, and believe it, because it's here. You're going to have a marvelous adventure down in Costa Rica. I'm going to be thinking of you when you do that zip line through the jungles. I'll be able to hear your screams up here on the lake. This week, when we see these kids, we're going to make sure that they experience the kingdom of heaven. It's at hand. It's present. It's here and now if we keep our eyes open. Repent. Change our thinking. Know that God's here. And believe it, because it's true. We're a new creation. Whether we live or whether we die, we're the Lord's. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, here and now. Repent, change your thinking about that, and believe in the good news. Amen. This time we'll invite our ushers to receive our morning offering. The congregation, please rise. Turn to the offertory prayer on page 4. Let us pray. God of all creation, all you have made is good, and your love endures forever. You have bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts, that we might be for the world signs of your gracious presence in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. With reverence for the earth, those in need, and the whole human family, let us offer our prayers to God. Let's take a moment for silent prayer. For preachers, teachers, poets, writers, visual artists, and all who proclaim the mystery of the kingdom of God, hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
For social service agencies, relief organizations, shelters, food pantries, and all who care for those in need, hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
For the green earth, and the gifts of seeds and crops, fruits and vegetables, trees of the field and birds of the air, hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
For all who seek healing and relief, we especially remember in our prayers Donna Hjort, Bob Vorlachek, Gary Miller, Dean Newman, Dave Anderson's daughter, and those others who we name in our hearts before you. We pray that they may flourish in the love of Christ. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
For this assembly, that you teach us to walk by faith and not by sight, trusting that you make all things new for fathers and those who provide fatherly care for others. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the saint called Winfield Johnson. We pray you will comfort their family, his family in their mourning. We thank you for his witness to us and for his love that he shared with us. We thank you for the gift that he's received today, a reuniting with Marjorie and the rest of his family and friends. We pray, O Lord, for our Vacation Bible School program this week. We pray that teachers and helpers and all the adults that will gather will scatter mustard seeds of faith and love these kids and show them your love through their words and through their deeds. We ask your blessing upon those who travel this week. Be with Lyle, be with Aileen, be with all others. We'll be moving down the roads. Keep them safe and in your loving care. We give thanks for your holy people of all times and places. Send us forth to scatter seeds of mercy until we join all your saints in the harvest of eternal life. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Receive our hopes and prayers, O God of mercy, for great is your faithfulness in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Savior.
Amen.
Let's join in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. On the third day he rose again.
He ascended to heaven,
and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
So we gather at this holy table, ever mindful of Christ's presence in our lives, ever mindful of his Spirit that moves. At that last meal, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body, which will live in you. Do this as often as you eat it, in remembrance of me. After supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of your sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Let's join together in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
All are welcome at the table of our Lord. Today we will use intinction, so I will hand you the bread and you may dip into the grape juice, the lighter color liquid, or the wine, the darker colored. Table is set. Come, eat and drink. Congregation, please rise. The body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his precious blood strengthen and preserve you unto everlasting life. Amen. Let's join together in the prayer after communion. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift, in faith toward you, and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forevermore.
Amen.
Go forth into the world, spread the good news. Let's sing the first two and the last two verses of hymn 835.